ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salamullah. We go to the part where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, وَإِثَارُ الْبَاطِلِ عَلَى الْحَقِّ O Allah, I seek refuge in you from preferring falsehood over truth. Now, we are talking about me, my desires, my pleasures, and Allah's desires and Allah's pleasures. And sometimes they go hand in hand and sometimes they collide because I want something and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something else. Now, regardless of my needs, regardless of my wants, regardless of my pleasures and desires, I have to always maintain the balance of keeping the haqq, which is what Allah wants, over batil, which Allah rejects. Now, a lot of people in this life, when you tell them to pray, to fast, to do the right thing, to do good work in this life, which are things that are haqq, true, they say to you, no thanks. They say, when you look around and you look at all the believers, at the good practicing Muslims, you see them, they're suffering a lot. While if you look at the people of batil, those who commit haram, they are much happier, they have more money, they have houses, they have this, they have that, while these Muslims don't have anything. That's just an ignorant way of looking at things and comparing things. That's just from a perspective of this materialistic world. They're looking at it from that aspect. So they say, no, I prefer batil over haqq. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you're listening to the program Bridge. So, people prefer to be on falsehood. They prefer to commit sins. They prefer to do all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates only because they think that if they become good and do the right thing, their life becomes much harder. And their life will be, I don't know, they will be squeezed into hardship and they will put into a corner and turned into a punching bag. Now, obviously, that is not how things work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously has a different plan for the believers than the non-believers. This is something you have to be understood, that if I claim to be a believer and I claim to be a Muslim, then I have to expect that my beliefs and my faith will be tested. How would I prove the sincerity of my belief and what I believe in if I don't get tested? So because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests me with my beliefs, it doesn't mean that I am living a hard life and a hardship. Actually, this is the point of enjoyment, when the believer sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing him and he's holding firm to his belief. So he could be having problems in the house with his spouse or with her spouse. He could be having less financial money and wealth, and he's suffering financially. He could be in debt. He could be, he could be sick. There are many ways Allah can test a human being. To see his patience, to see his belief, to see his tawakkul reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has to test that. And Allah says, do you think that you can say that we believed and then you would be left alone? And taqulu amanna, and you will not be tuftanun? It's not going to happen. So non-believers, or at least non-practicing Muslims, when they look at the mu'mineen and they see him, they say, okay, mashallah, he's so good, but yet he has so much problems. Well, these problems are actually his ticket to heaven. These problems are his way to elevate himself. We're not saying that every believer will be tested and had to live a hard life. Actually, no. On the contrary, most believers, if not all of them, they enjoy a very good life. They're happy, they have what they need, and there's nothing wrong with them. Actually, is the one who's suffering the most are the sinners. Because when they sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives pleasure and comfort from their life. They are constantly worried and constantly anxious. A short break and we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that the mu'mineen are the ones who are actually enjoying the best that this life has to offer. Why? Because they are tuned to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when he gives them less of everything, he gives them contentment, he gives them relaxation, he gives them peace of mind. Non-practicing people, be it Muslims or not Muslims, no matter how much they have, no matter how much wealth they have, or how big their houses is, or how fast their cars might be, or how beautiful their spouses might be, there is always something lacking in them, which is contentment and peace of mind. It's never there. They're constantly worrying. They're constantly unstable. And that's why you see the richer they get, the more they can consume alcohol, the more they consume drugs, the more they get themselves into numbing sins. Why? Because they feel the void. And this is how life works. So non-believers or non-practicing people, they always prefer falsehood over truth because they always think that truth will deprive them of pleasures. In this world, if this is their mentality, they will lose, and also in the hereafter. All my actions, every time I prefer falsehood over truth in this world, the consequences will be severe in the hereafter. Punishment is always there for those who break the rules. So Allah says, stay within the rules and then you'll be safe and you'll enjoy yourself. Break the rules and you'll be punished. So it is my choice to be punished when I prefer falsehood over truth. And sometimes preferring falsehood over truth in small stuff sometimes on big stuff, stuff that makes a massive change in terms of belief. Whether you're a Muslim or not Muslim, or ethno-Ashari or not ethno-Ashari, sometimes we prefer my people, my group, my party, my this, my that, over that which is wanted by Allah. Even in ahkam sometimes, I find anything that allows me to eat all sorts of fish. Or again, preferring falsehood over truth. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد